Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our very first integration session in the five koshas where we're working with also rebirthing work. So often we've done breath work during these, and for today I have the inspiration to actually do body talk. I'm going to switch gears on that, but if you feel so called to, I invite you to actually take this opportunity to also engage in a little bit of breath work. So I'll do a little bit of light cueing around that, but we won't have any music in the background for today. It'll be mostly me talking while you optionally engage with the conscious connected breath work. That won't necessarily be the case every integration, but it is for this one for whatever reason. I just listen to the information and execute accordingly. Excuse me. So on that note, I'm going to invite you to settle on in here by means of breathing. Not necessarily the conscious connected breath, but just simply regular old breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life, and every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. In every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to be with it, and to rest in it, allowing it to hold you. And then I'm going to invite you to rinse and repeat that, this time purposely so, by locating something that's pleasant and neutral to be with. That might be something that you can see or feel. Potentially it's a sound, a taste, a smell. I'm going to let you choose outside or inside. So either scanning externally or internally, letting all five senses go for a little bit of a walkabout in this terrain. And then landing on, again, anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And once you've landed on that, noticing what it is you like the most about that particular thing. It may be the shape, the color, the size. It might even be like the negative space around it, or the way the light and the shadow play in its nearby vicinity. Now, as you drink that all in, continuing to savor and appreciate and mindfully receive that. While you also notice what's happening inside of you, what's happening inside of you. And again, savoring anything in particular that's happening internally as a response to that, that's pleasant and neutral. There might be other things that are happening, and that's okay, but see if you can focus and tease apart anything else from the pleasant and neutral parts of that all. And continuing to direct your attention there in meaningful ways to continue to savor and appreciate and draw that in just a little bit deeper now. And as you continue to drink in all that goodness, I'm going to offer these words. And thank you so much for being here, just as you are. And thank you to all the tenants for the sweet moments of connection. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, and your lineages. And the deepest of thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands and have nourished all of those that have yet to arrive and all of those that have already been here, including us, right here, right now, in this present moment. As you savor that particular nourishment and everything else that's gone into this sweet opportunity to be here, noticing once again the response to the body and continuing to drink in all that's delightful as we continue to offer our thanks and our gratitude. Noticing any particular responses and savoring those as well. Blessings on your journey today. Interestingly enough, we're starting off in the 12th house, which is the house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. It's also the house of the liver meridian, which helps to detoxify and release old karmic patterns or holdings. And from here, we're unhooking a sense of guilt around not being able to quote-unquote live up to your fullest potential. And as you release that, it's also coming out of the heart space on the left-hand side, through the whole left-hand side of the heart. Which is, by the way, the feminine or the yin, the more, and the heart is overall yin and yang, but particularly yin. So to release that sense of guilt for not living up to your fullest potential through the yin essence of the heart. It also unhooks this idea that you have to be guilty for receiving the good things in life. And for that, we're actually going to run a C-tree. It's going to continue to play out through the entire heart brain or electroconductivity system of the heart. You have to feel guilty for having the good things in life. Releasing that with C, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system, really for that matter, most of our body mind to heal. And also balancing the feminine essence of yin and its nourishing qualities, and the masculine essence of yang and its protection qualities. Then running hydration, helping the cells take in water, joy, release any impurities that no longer need to be here. Followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift, underlying consciousness. Thinking of this perhaps as the release, the surrender, letting go. And that's going to continue. It's going to vary. For some, you'll be closer to 5 days. For others, it's going to be a full week, 7 days. So 5 to 7 days is going to continue to run. And as we release guilt, we're also unhooking, related to that all, very similar, the guilt around success, which is actually getting in the way of actually achieving success in other ways. It's like there's a sense of, if I achieve success, that would be too much guilt to bear, and it would have too much of a damaging effect on the system. And for that, we're going to give it a little mini body talk session. We're going to run switching here, which helps to cope or deal with stress. And we're linking into the navel, consciousness of being centeredness within one's own self. And then we're also going to run a cellular repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And this is going through the family lines. We're going back, actually through both sides. On dad's side, 9 generations, and on mom's side, 7 generations back. both on an emotional frequency of that particular frequency of guilt. And there's a sense of if I get it, if I'm successful, that means I'm taking something away from somebody else. And inherent within that, a sense of not having abundance be just that, abundance. And doubting the abundant nature of reality, doubting the abundant nature of this world, this planet. Running lymphatic drainage now through the regular breathing diaphragm, which works with control, emotional processing, also works with holding, moving, and integration. And here we're running the permissions of, I don't get to control how I limit my success. It's kind of a backdoor approach. I don't get to limit or control my success. Would be another way to state that. As you work with those particular themes, and releasing control in a good way here. Running one more lymphatic drainage. This time through the right armpits, particularly around the subscapularis muscle where heart one acupuncture point is prominent. And as we run lymphatic drainage through here, also releasing adhesions and the fear around opening up. And if that fear could talk, it would say something to the effect of, I'll just get taken advantage of. I'll just get taken advantage of. And as you release that through the right armpit slash shoulder, really, it begins to have a ripple effect through both hips and shoulders in their alignment, excuse me, alignment. So we're going to run reciprocals for the hips and the shoulders and all the ways that we have reciprocals there. Excuse me, again, there's a few of them. As we do this, we're releasing in the fear of navigating. The fear of not being able to trust that you have what you need as you go on any particular journey. And the fear of not being able to navigate it and steward the resource as well, again, relating to this fear of you'll be wasteful somehow with them. Here we're doing an emotional release of sadness as well as fear now. It's coming out of the thymus gland, which hangs out just above the heart, works with our immune system. It also works with acceptance and rejection. Another way we could think of that is acceptance of truth and rejection of anything that's, well, not. That's illusion or delusion. I'm not entirely sure what this all means yet, but within the thymus gland, I can sense bee pollen. And it's actually like it's falling almost like snowflakes, but it's building a, as it falls, a beehive. And it's working with a sentiment that the world is holographic, and with every part, it contains the whole. And within the whole, there's all of the portions, the parts. Okay, and then almost like an hourglass, we're going to flip that beehive upside down. And then the pollen starts to run the other way. Again, not entirely sure what this all is, but I have a sense that, much like the sands of time, the bee pollen is, in essence, working with a sense of, of finiteness, of limitedness, of limitation. Okay, got it. It's actually working with the limitation that comes into that happens just by nature of coming into form. And being able to accept that in a way that actually works for you, not against you. In other words, what if this all happened in other ways to support your bringing up of your sense of gifts and how it is you carry yourself and express yourself in this world? And allowing that to shine through the heart space. And interestingly enough, also through the jaw, through the mouth, to support nourishment, as well as the capacity to devour anything that's in the way of that. Okay, we're going to tap on this part here. So I'm going to invite you to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Excuse me. Apparently, my immune system's all about reordering that acceptance rejection piece right along with y'all. Okay. So now we're going to link that new shiny thymus gland into all of the joints. And I'm talking even like the little guys, they move between each fingertip, all the skull junctions, more so than a joint, but we can think of them as joints. As well as into things like the hips, the shoulders, the knees, the elbows. I'm working here with a consciousness of transition, and particularly the impact of the speediness around which transition seems to be calling forth. If I put that another way, it's as if our modern world is moving so darn fast, it's actually creating a bit of a strain on how quickly you're being asked to transition. Whether that's week to week, month to month, year to year, but even more so, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. Every time we open up our social media and we watch that, 15-second clip of something, and we get new information to somehow integrate and work with, that's a mini transition. And it's as if all the joint spaces are just like way too overloaded with the speed at which we're being asked to transition. Even though some of us might like it in ways that help us to avoid other feelings that we don't want to feel, there's still a sense, even within that, that this is somehow not quite natural. So, through here, working circulation of blood, of nerve, and of lymph through all the joint spaces. And we're going back through the body systematically in ways that allows us to now. They've been resourced, scoop up all of the energy that's being stuck or stagnant or almost like constipation in those joint spaces. And imagine that we can like scoop them up. And as we scoop them up, allowing them to, in essence, be gathered, almost like we could gather that energy, however that is, maybe with a vacuum or a basket or something else. And as that container gathers it all up, gathering, 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 we have the opportunity to put it in its rightful place by means of returning it to the earth. And the earth can help disintegrate it and return it to wherever it needs to go to create new fertilizer, new nourishment. And in this, the multitude of transformations and transitions that were happening distill into but one. Transition or transformation in a way that the body can actually sustainably be with it and move through it without getting stuck or constipated. So, as we support the body in refocusing, that there's just one thing, not 52 things, just one, it becomes a restoration of simplicity, It helps the body mind to be able to relate to change and transitions as being something that's actually a little bit more simple and not so darn overwhelming. As the system engages in this way, all the things that have been gathered through that vacuum or basket enter into the earth, enters into the earth. And the earth receives it in a way that only she can, in a way that invites in peacefulness, in ways that invite in sweetness and restfulness. And as all that energy around transition, change, transformation, and the speed at which it has to happen enters into the earth, there is an alchemy that happens as the earth can't help but change the qualities of everything it receives. And when it's no longer stuck inside of you or your joints, the joints themselves also get to change in ways that might be unexpected. And as it enters through to the earth, she transforms it, along with the quality of time in ways that allow for new things to grow from those seeds that got planted. And this way, the legacy of you, the legacy of the hidden potential through those spots of pain, those seeds, begin to transform in a way that is actually productive and not just getting stuck in constipation cycles, but it actually has a purposeful direction, a way to grow and move. And then we're linking this all the way through to, in particular, the mental body. Releasing any particular stagnancy through the mental body. In particular, again, as it relates to change, transition, transformation, having to be harder than it actually is. And then running lymphatic drainage now, very specifically through the vertebrae of the neck and the discs in between them. And releasing from them the fear of not being powerful or not being powerful enough. And in essence, as we begin to release layer after layer of, I'll call it disempowerment, we're also releasing the emotion of apathy and resignation. Apathy more on the left-hand side of the spinous process of the vertebrae, resignation more from the right-hand side. Then running a cellular repair, restoring the osteoclasts, the bone cells, back to their fullest potential of health. Through the spaces between the cells, running hydration, helping the cells take in water and joy, release any impurities. And then from the very discs themselves, the cushions between the vertebrae, releasing tremendous anxiety around loss. Like, what will happen if this doesn't work out? We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive as we flow through this particular arena, exaggerating at the inhale. Giving that a round of two, three breaths. And we're heading into the adrenals and the kidneys alike, that particular complex. More so on the right hand side, the one that likes to take action to move forward, the masculine. We're actually working with the permission that it's safe to have drive, like the drive that takes action and makes things happen, and it's safe to drive forward. And from here, releasing the fear around depletion. Like if I keep moving forward, I'm going to deplete myself to the point where I won't be able to expend energy in ways that I wish to. That I'll too heavily compromise myself. And there's also a fear here of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. As we unhook those bundles of fears through this kidney adrenal complex, restoring the natural quality of adrenaline and cortisol alike to create the stress drive in a good way, in a helpful way, in a way that creates productive stress. And we're tapping that out here. Interesting. Breathing here, receiving here. Giving that another round of two, three breaths, letting that part settle in. And now running lymphatic drainage, we're doing it for the midline structures, in particular through the prefrontal cortex of the head brain, which is our center for connection to higher self. Sometimes it's referred to as the high heart. We're linking that very specifically to the TMJ joints, the jaw joints. And it's actually around being able to drink in and digest the goodness of you. And there's actually a lot of programming and fear around don't do that. Don't take in the goodness of you. It'll just go straight to your head and you'll become arrogant. So it's release as well the belief system that we need to have low self-esteem to inspire or to motivate ourselves. Releasing that off of the jaw joints. And then we're linking the jaws to the back of the hearts. And we're supporting, in particular, the capacity for the chest in that heart region to move forward by means of contracting the upper back musculature and to have appropriate tone to sustainably allow for the you to be heart-centered as you move forward. By means of circulating nerve supply to that upper back musculature. And through those nerves, releasing any particular fears and grievances alike. Not just around moving forward, but around being seen and being open in an open-hearted space and way. Okay, lots of little tap outs today. We're going to tap out this part here. Invitation to again breathe and to receive. And giving that another round or two of breath. Okay, and then we're heading into the fourth house in astrology, which is the house of the spleen, the subconscious mind, and it stores all the ways that we protect ourselves from the outside world, and all the ways that we've learned to do that. I'm particularly looking at something that you learned through mum's side, going back through six generations of ancestors, around the theme of stonewalling, or particularly stonewalling or destroying connection. Excuse me, another underneath that is the belief system that others are dangerous, as in other humans, other people are dangerous. And that in turn is now linking through to the seventh house, house of relationships, house of partnerships, also house of harmony. This is the house of the bladder meridian and Venus, the house of Libra. Which is all about finding balance and healthy partnerships, healthy relationships, healthy qualities of being able to be with people in ways that aren't necessarily inhibiting you or requiring too much of you. And here we're needing to release a fair amount of charge around celebrations that went not quite as intended. They might have had a sourness to them at times. Or maybe they were even just like a complete flop. Releasing the celebrations that happened in larger groups like families, birthdays, Christmases, things like that. Now as we release the energy through here, we're also unhooking it through that entire bladder meridian that runs down the midline of the body, well, really on either side of the midline, not by much. It also governs or controls our entire nervous system. For the seventh house, bringing in the planetary energy of Venus now right through to that bladder meridian as we infuse the essence of healthy, harmonious relationships and partnerships through Venus into the bladder meridian, strengthening the back musculature and the chi of the kidney meridian alike. Almost like the bladder meridian, when it's on, gets to be protective enough that the kidney meridian's chi, its nourishment, gets to rise. And we're tapping here. So once again, breathing, receiving, however feels right for you. And again, giving that a round or two of breath. I might hear a bit of squeaking on my chair as I rearrange myself just a little bit here. And then we're going into the minor chakras. So just like there's seven major ones, there's minor ones that rule primarily the joints and other areas like the nipples and the navel and the leg. But here we're working with bringing in the particular, the minor chakras of the ankle, feet, and the knee into the hip. And here we're supporting the essence of foundation to help give you literally legs to stand upon. Particularly as it works with the energy of you reparenting yourself. So as you reparent yourself, we can think of that as a concept which works with us and all of the parts of us that development got disrupted when we were younger. And those little ones needing nourishment, those little ones needing care and love by means of turning towards an adult, which now actually gets to, well, be you. And as you begin to reparent yourself, you can imagine that all those little ones get to plug into the adult with the essential self essence of you. I mean, imagine that's actually stored in the midline, in your center line. You become centered within yourself. Linking that all the way through to the eighth house. Which works with death, birth, rebirth, regeneration, along with the essence of other people's money. There's an interesting permission here that we're running. The words are simply, I open to receive. I'm going to add on to that. I stand corrected. I open to receive spirits. As we work with that quality of rebirth, what is it to welcome the essence of spirit inside of us deeply in a way that supports the energy of rebirth and regeneration and wellness alike? We can imagine that essence entering through the crown all the way through to the heart space, where it can steadfastly shine and illuminate and radiate in all directions, 360 degrees around. And here, running the permissions, I am centered. I am centered. I am centered. And as we support the system in being deeply centered in love, deeply centered at the core of you, working with the tailbone, which becomes almost like the rudder that steers a boat foundationally, so altering in wonder to move in one direction or another. And running all things lymphatic drainage through all things midline, including that tailbone, to release any desires to navigate, again, by means of low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, or even being overly critical or hard on oneself. Anything that's fearful in essence. Another way, what if it's not so much about beating yourself up? What if it's more about greeting yourself and orienting yourself through the lens of softness, tenderness, and deep care? I'm going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. Then we're going to head into the 10th house, which is the house of career, achievement, recognition, and outward self-expression. And here we're linking that into the throat chakra. And this is going a little bit deeper than just simply being safe to be seen and heard. It's safe to be noticed and valued. Your expression is safe to be noticed. Pardon me, your expression is safe to be noticed and valued. Your expression is safe to be noticed and valued. Linking that into all five senses. Your perception and your perspective are alike valuable, worthy, and honorable. Running one more round of lymphatic drainage now. This time through those adrenals that we worked on earlier. And again, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Particularly around the consciousness of exhaustion or feeling way too overdone. We're going to imagine that we can put those adrenals in like little hammocks and allow them to just simply take in the natural setting, the scene around them. And then we're unhooking a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours, never were. And they're coming out of that right armpit again. And it's carrying with it the tone of you should be ashamed for yourself, for falling short, for failing, for lack of success, for lack of being able to quote unquote get there. And just release that bundle of shame. We're also releasing the need to feel punished and the need to be punished through means of anger and violence alike. That might be from another human, that might be from life itself, from whatever you think of as God, universe, spirit. And we're tapping this prayer out here, invitation to breathe and to receive. I'm going to bring in those cues to breathe for this last chunk of time here. If you haven't already, I'm going to invite you to open up the mouth to a point of mild stretch. And begin to breathe cyclically. So just as that inhale begins, the exhale ends. Other way around, just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. And just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. Taking out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. Breathing without pause. The breath becomes like a pulse or a pendulum, a dance that moves you from the inside out. And when the timing is right, I'm going to invite you to direct that breath right into all the joint spaces, right into all the joints of the body. And if it helps, if it's easier to focus on simply the jaw, the shoulders, hips as the big ones, feel free to do that. Or if there's any other particular joints that are calling you, feel free to do that. And as you do that, we're actually going to work a little bit with the jaws, the hips, and the low back alike, as all three of them work together here. It's working with specifically the orientation to value, but in the specific form of finances, so financial value or money. And again, we're linking it to the eighth house, consciousness specifically of other people's money, and supporting the system and opening up your perspective around self-value to be able to receive and releasing anything that was in the way of those old ideas around success that was blocking that all from happening in the first place. Linking that to the entire Wei Qi field that surrounds our entire external body. And if your attention with your breath naturally goes to other places that I'm highlighting, feel free to allow it to do so. And then linking all of that Wei Qi through to the configuration of both the spine and the heart meridian. The spine helping us to understand the truth of the essence of ourselves and linking to the entire chakra chain through it to work with illumination of truth. And then through to the heart meridian. Consciousness of healing and landing in creative energy along with harmonious energy, creative harmony. Then we're going to work with the upper spine to lower spine reciprocals, linking the topmost to the bottommost vertebrae and so on and so forth until they meet in the middle. We're going to do that for like upper left, lower right hand side, doing the diagonal ones, as well as upper left, lower left, doing the same sided ones. And here, bringing in the quality very specifically of compassion. Being able to navigate suffering in ways that allow you to do so with greater ease. With all the experience that you've had around being with your own suffering, being able to land and then offer it with equanimity to others, as well as to your surroundings, as well as to yourself, amidst whatever surrounding you happen to find yourself in. And we're connecting that through to the crown chakra, consciousness of connection to the essence of spirit, mystery, universe, whatever word we have for that, God, Buddha, Allah, the eternal, the ineffable, the beauty. As we drink in the essence of beauty, linking it now from crown chakra all the way through to base chakra through that midline, defined by the essences and the consciousnesses of trust and surrender. We're going to tap it out here, invitation to breathe, to receive. And giving that all another round of breath. And then we're going to work with Cortices technique, which helps to balance the two sides of our head brain. We're also going to do it for the gut brain, heart brain alike. And we're linking that through to the front of the hip bones, the anterior superior iliac spines, the ASISs. And we're going to work on any particular adhesions through the iliopsoas muscle to allow those front of the hip bones, sometimes in yoga classes they call them your headlights, to aim a little bit further towards the ground to highlight their connection to the earth and to connect deeper to what the earth offers. That Schumann resonance offering us deep, deep, deep connection to life force, energy, and vitality, as well as a place to rejuvenate, to come alive again, and grounding us and releasing any inflammation by means of absorbing any free radicals or electrons. All defined by the consciousness of neutrality. Neutrality. I'm going to invite you to notice anything in particular that seems to be inflaming, any fears, any angers, any grievances, anything that remains from your session for today. Allowing it to, through those headlights of your front of your hips, land in the awareness of what the earth offers. Neutrality. And then we're going to circulate neutrons through those areas of, I'm going to call it inflammation. And we're going to tap here. As we also link the hips to the jaw joints around the consciousness of digestion. Breathing here, receiving here. Giving that another round of breath, letting that land. I've got a short song, and if it calls to you, touching on that resource that you found earlier, letting yourself really bathe and rest in that energy if you're not already feeling really deeply settled. And the song is called Spirit on Our Side by Roman. It's from the album of People of the Sun.
Take a stand for this land, but there's the life in this soil. Cause I refuse to sit and watch my mother drowning in oil. We're still corrupted politicians, hope to silence with violence. We raise our voices as we rise to form a sacred alliance so they can beat us, but they cannot defeat us. The people of this land are the roots that grow beneath us, standing taller than the mountains, chanting down the sky. Colors of the rainbow, spirit on our side. God's spirit on our side, 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 God's spirit on our side. The dreams that we see, God's spirit on our side, the words that we speak, the spirit on our side, the love that we give, spirit on our side, and we choose to forgive, spirit on our side, everything that we feel. Spirit on our side, the wounds that we heal. Spirit on our side, is infinite grace. Spirit on our side, here in this place. Spirit on our side, we got spirit on our side. We got God's Spirit on our side. Great Spirit's on our side. Perhaps the purpose of the struggle is to bring us together, to wake us up from the illusion, cause we're in this together. The time has come for us to think about the source of our power, cause only water turns a seed into a beautiful flower. And I take a minute, listen to the wind and reflect. This planet is our only home and we will show her respect. Nobody's gonna come and save us once the damage is done. No wicked universe can stop us when we stand up as one. So they can beat us, but they cannot defeat us. People of this land are the roots that grow beneath us, standing taller than the mountains, chanting down the sky. Colors of the rainbow, Spirit on our side. God's 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 Spirit on our side. That we see, God's Spirit on our side. Words that we speak, Spirit on our side. Love that we give, Spirit on our side. Choose to forgive, Spirit on our side. Pain that we feel, Spirit on our side. Wounds that we heal, Spirit on our side. Infinite grace, Spirit on our side. Here in this place, Spirit on our side. God's Spirit on our side. Spirit on our side.
Thank you for the opportunity to work with you in these ways. And thank you for being you exactly as you are. The deepest of love for you all as you continue to navigate today's session in all those good ways. And if you haven't already, dropping the practice of the breath, allowing yourself to just simply rest and take that in for another few minutes after we drop off this call, if that feels right for you. Blessings on the rest of your day and your week ahead. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Mwah. Yeah, it's a blossoming indeed. You're most welcome, everybody. Have yourselves a beautiful time, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye for now, y'all.